From our studios, southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Gym Class coming your way, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. On a Wednesday, as your local programming block getting underway, it takes you from 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening, taking you to Minnesota Twins baseball coming up tonight. And we'll have more on that coming up in a little bit. A lot of college football talk, a lot of pro football talk today. Plus, we have tickets to a Cedar Rapids Colonels playoff game for you to win today, tomorrow, and Friday. Congratulations to the Colonels. They are in the playoffs for the fourth straight season. And you can go to the game, game number two, which will be on September the 8th, next Thursday at 6:35 over at Perfect Game Field, Veterans Memorial Stadium. Listen throughout the rest of the week on the Gym Class from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock for your chance to score a family four-pack of tickets to the game. Plus, our friends at Z102.9, they've got a deal as well. The official Z102.9 Facebook page. You can go there, post a picture of you and a favorite Colonel memory from the summer, and there you're going to draw at random from all the entries coming up on Tuesday at noon to win another four-pack of tickets to the game. So congratulations to Jake Maurer and the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Yeah, Colonels hungry in more ways than one. Eight straight wins, including four over Clinton, which I believe has the best record in the division for the season. And hungry to close out that playoff berth, but also, don't they still do the 10-game winning streak?
Yes, they do.
Trip to the Amanas for dinner?
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They smell it.
Absolutely. And why not? That's a big incentive for when you have a small per diem for the day for your meal money to get something like that on the ball club. I don't know if it's a parent club. I don't know if it's Colonels. Somebody's paying for it, and it's not the players. So they got two more games to win before that happens. Plenty to talk about, and we welcome you in. Big 12 news today. Sports Illustrated is reporting the fact that we've got the Big 12 down to 8 schools for possible expansion. Cincinnati, Houston, Memphis, Connecticut, South Florida, Central Florida, and 2 other AAC schools. One of them not being East Carolina. Also, BYU still on that list of possible suitors for the Big 12 Conference. We don't know if it's 2 teams that will be entering the Big 12. We don't know if it's 4 teams that will be entering the Big 12. We don't know what's going to happen to the Big 12 after some more teams enter in. We shall see. We shall see. But the 2 other AAC schools, Alex Kuhn and I were trying to figure that out earlier. You got to think one of them is Tulane. Our friend Troy Dannon down there, the new athletic director for the Green Wave, New Orleans. Pretty big area as far as television sets. And let's be honest with you, this all gets down to television sets, ladies and gentlemen. So they got a few television sets in New Orleans. The other one, I don't know. I'm really not sure what the other AAC team is at this point. Some people have said SMU, but if you take SMU, you got to take Houston. I think Houston's a shoe-in at this point. I think Houston is the one team and a team out east because West Virginia needs to have a travel partner out there. So I think those are the 2 shoe-ins.
Well, we debated this subject many times as talk has heated up and cooled down about the Big 12 expanding. It's in the process now. Some schools have been very straightforward expressing their interest in joining the Big 12, i.e. Cincinnati.
Correct.
And others have not been so out in front of things. So the fact that if this report is true down to 8 teams, then things seem to be moving along.
Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that, maybe get Adam's views on that coming up, and we'll do it in just a little bit. College football-themed poll question for you, KGYMradio.com. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, located on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot.
Iowa opens its season Saturday, 2:32 kick against Miami of Ohio at Kinnick Stadium. The question is this. Iowa's win total this season in Las Vegas is 8.5. Are you going over or under?
We'll have our predictions for Iowa, Iowa State, you and I, et cetera, coming up on Friday. Looking forward to that. Tomorrow, the pick 6.
Mm-hmm.
That's when this thing really kicks into high gear. You had the Swallows in Capistrano. Mm-hmm. and football season starting with the Carl and Ernie's pick six.
Pretty much same thing.
Pretty much the same thing. So we'll have that coming up tomorrow, as well as John Cranton. So maybe he can help us out, give us a few hints.
Yeah, the whiteboard has been wiped clean by someone.
Todd Brommelkamp did
that. Thank you, Todd.
Todd did that. By the way, the guys will be live at Fry Fest. That will be coming up, and that will be on Friday. It is Friday, Fry Fest. It all goes together. And stop by, say hi at the Coralville Marriott. They'll be at the Exhibition Center, and that will be coming up on Friday, beginning at 4 o'clock. So I'll have some great guests there. And your chance to win $100. All you need to do is stop by the KGYM booth, pick up a postcard with a lucky number on it, then tune in on Tuesday between 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And if your lucky number is announced on the air, we'll give you a call. You win $100 just like that. Easy.
Nice chance for somebody to line their pockets, no question about it. You can interact with us, 319-366-1600. That's our phone and text line, 4702, weighing in on the poll question. On the text line, over with 4 exclamation points.
And I think most people are going to say over. That's my first inclination on this.
Well, that's the last line that I saw in Vegas. We'll talk to John Cranton on Thursday and see if that has been moved up a little bit. But I think 8.5 is the last line that we saw over and under on Iowa wins.
Which leads me to the realization that if this season is 8-9 wins, which you would think is a pretty darn good year in the world of college football these days, how disappointed are Iowa fans going to be? That's a whole hour's worth of discussion right there.
Depends on where the losses come. If there's a loss in the non-conference season and then against a couple others, maybe two or three others you didn't expect, you know, college football is a strange animal. And Iowa fans cannot expect this team to go 12-0 again. I mean, you hope that.
Yeah.
It's certainly a possibility. But I just think Iowa's program, if it can win between 8 and 10 games in any given year, that's going to be pretty good. But, again, the expectations are high. Most people pick Iowa to win the Big Ten West. And I think that's a likely possibility. But you've got some potential roadblocks. Minnesota on the road. Minnesota's gangbusters to get back in the thick of the race. Nebraska's out there. And who knows? You know, we'll find out quite a bit this weekend as all or most of the Big Ten teams are in action.
Yeah. 12 past the hour 3. We got to take a break because we are going to connect up with Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com and get his thoughts on the world of college football as we enter a glorious week one. And we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to The Gym Class on KGYM.
On every job site, the formula is the same. Less downtime equals more profit. Reduce that downtime with top-notch machinery from Star Equipment, like the new Boxer 525D Compact Utility Loader. This little number's redesigned hydraulic package means smoother drive controls, easily coupled attachments, and a track you can narrow to fit through a 36-inch gate at the touch of a button. You narrow your time frame and widen your cash flow. Rent or buy from Star Equipment and improve your job site profits. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, The Gym Class with Unash and Dukes, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:14, Wednesday edition of The Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. And we're going to get ready to talk some college football with you, and we'll do that with Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com coming up in just a moment. We're going to have those Colonels tickets. We'll give those away a little bit later on before 4 o'clock today. And then during the APC, listen all this week, Todd and Tyler are going to give you a chance to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina. Dine in or carry out at either La Cantina location, downtown Cedar Rapids, or in the Lincoln View Square in Marion. They are now hiring for kitchen and wait staff as well. You can check out their delicious menu and check out everything La Cantina at LaCantina319.com. Adam Rittenberg joining us right now from ESPN.com, national college football reporter and writer, and on the eve of week one of the college football season. And what a week one it is going to be. It's like Christmas, Adam. How you doing?
I'm good, Scott. Hey, Mark. No, it's a very exciting time of year. Such a long off season, and then we get a really great slate of games all through the week. Tomorrow night, not great, but Saturday, great. Sunday, we got Notre Dame, Texas, and then the game I'm probably looking forward to the most on Monday night, Ole Miss and Florida State in Orlando. So much talent on the field that night. So really, really fun opening weekend after, you know, this very long off season in college football.
Yeah, it's a 5-day smorgasbord, as you know, Adam. In regards to the Big Ten, Indiana and Minnesota get things kicked off tomorrow night, but almost everyone, I can't remember, is in action. Do you have that LSU-Wisconsin game circled in terms of Big Ten teams, or are you pretty interested in seeing what everybody can roll out?
Yeah, you always want to see what these teams do in week one, and yeah, I'll be at the LSU-Wisconsin game, so I'm certainly circling it and hoping it's a competitive game. It's going to be very tough in many ways, I think, for Wisconsin to compete with LSU, especially their offense against LSU's defense, which is now coordinated by Dave Aranda, who did a great job with the Badgers' defense the last few years, making them a perennial top 10, top 15 unit. But, yeah, really around the whole conference, I think there'll be some telling games, up and down the line, even though not all of them are of the marquee level like LSU and Wisconsin.
Iowa starts off not with LSU. They start off with Miami of Ohio. The Redhawks come to Iowa City, and everyone expects a pretty healthy Hawkeye win. I guess as we enter week one, you've had a chance to stew about it a little bit, think about it. A couple of questions. Number one, is Iowa the favorite in the Western Division going into the end of the college football weekend, into the season? And our poll question is, would you take the over or under with 8.5? That's what Vegas has for Iowa.
Yeah, I would take the over on that, especially when you look at the schedule. And that's why I think Iowa is the favorite in the West. I think Nebraska is a team that certainly could compete for the division. But Nebraska has Oregon in the non-conference. I don't see Iowa losing a non-league game. Nebraska has a road crossover with Ohio State. They also have to go to Iowa and to Wisconsin. Iowa has a tough crossover with Michigan, but the game is at home, where they've played Michigan very well in recent years. I don't expect Iowa to run the table in the Big Ten regular season like it did last year. It's just really tough to do for any team. But I do expect Iowa certainly compete, if not win, the West again, because there's other questions elsewhere, whether it's personnel, whether it's scheduling. You look at Wisconsin, just a brutal schedule for them. It's hard to envision them competing for the West Division. So I think it's probably going to be Iowa and Nebraska. Maybe another team could get in there, Northwestern, maybe Minnesota. I just can't see Wisconsin making that charge. But certainly if they play well this weekend and beat LSU, I think you have to recalibrate how you look at the Badgers.
Maybe even more interesting, probably more interesting, is the East. And a lot of people are on the Michigan bandwagon. I haven't completely gone aboard on that yet, but your thoughts on the East?
Yeah, it'll be a great race in the East. You're certainly with the top three, Michigan, Ohio State, and Michigan State. And yeah, it's fair. On paper, Michigan looks like the team to beat. I mean, they bring back a lot from a team that won 10 games, arguably should have won more, at least the Michigan State game, although they were also pushed by teams like Indiana and Minnesota last year. And they have a quarterback question to address, although Jim Harbaugh throughout his career has been really good at developing whoever plays quarterback for him. They also have those three tough road games, Iowa, as I mentioned, at Michigan State, where they've been awful lately, at Ohio State, where they've been awful for more than a decade. So it's really going to come down to them, just how they play on the road, and using these early games where they should win most of them easily to still develop confidence and address questions and stay healthy. So those are all things that Michigan's going to have to address, because if it doesn't happen this year, guys, winning the league, you have to wonder when it's going to happen. Ohio State's not going anywhere with Urban Meyer, and Michigan State's a really good team that continues to recruit at a very high level and should absolutely not be written off in the race this year, because they get both the Buckeyes and the Wolverines at Spartan Stadium, where they almost never lose under Mark D'Antonio.
Adam, we were talking in the office debating, and there's been some comments, including by Kirk Ferentz, that C.J. Beathard is or could be the best quarterback of the Kirk Ferentz era. and you've seen all or most of that era. I mean, Jake Rudock was pretty good, if you include his Michigan days. Drew Tate was awful good.
Ricky Stanzi.
Ricky Stanzi had some very, very good years. Do we need to wait until Beathard's resume is complete to anoint him the best quarterback in the Ference era?
Oh, yeah. With any player, you have to do that. And you know, they've had really good one-year quarterbacks. They've had really good multi-year quarterbacks. And this is essentially CJ's second year, at least in the starting role. I do know this. The NFL people really like him. And you know, certainly he's got roots there with his grandfather. He's a smart quarterback. He's a guy who can take a risk at times. He can also make smart plays. He can run the football. He plays in an NFL-style offense at Iowa. So I think he may end up being the most successful future pro quarterback under Ference. Not a incredibly high bar there, but they've had a few guys that have gone on to the NFL. But I'm really interested to see how he does this year. You know, again, he's the biggest reason in many ways, along with the schedule, why Iowa's projected to repeat as the West Division champion. I mean, they do have some new players at running back, at least in bigger roles, new receivers, a couple new offensive linemen. But the constant there is Beathard, and he really should give Iowa fans confidence. It should be another fun season there in Iowa.
Adam Rittenberg joining us, national college football reporter for ESPN.com here on the Wednesday edition of the program. Talk Big 12, Adam, earlier today, before we even get to on-the-field stuff, earlier today, national reports that the cuts have already been made as far as Big 12 expansion. Cincinnati, Houston, Memphis, Connecticut, the two Florida schools, BYU, two other schools, maybe one Tulane, I don't know. How soon is this going to get taken care of, and is it going to be two? Is it going to be four? As of right now, who do you think it's going to be?
Well, I think with the process, first understand the process. I think this was basically the cuts of programs that had no chance. And most programs have no chance that are trying to get into the Big 12. But these are the programs that really have no chance. And next week, I've been told that second round interviews or auditions or whatever you want to call them will take place on Tuesday with the Big 12 folks. It'll be a smaller number of programs. And then, ultimately they'll identify their finalists. And their presidents actually won't meet in person, guys, until October. So that's when a vote would take place. They would probably talk on the phone in September as a group, but I've been told that they won't meet as a group until October. So, still some maneuvering to happen here. We'll obviously have some games. You know, a team like Houston plays some big games here early in the year. BYU plays some big games. I ultimately think because there's still some concern in the Big 12 circles about even expanding to begin with, that they'll ultimately go with two teams. And I still think that Houston and BYU, Cincinnati, two of those three are the likely choices for the Big 12. They make the most sense. BYU is a little bit of a risk in some ways, but also brings a lot that the other two don't really bring. Houston is this program on the rise, had a great season last year. They're investing tremendously in their facilities. And Cincinnati is probably the safest pick of the two. Great tradition in basketball and football. They've had success there. New market, pretty close to West Virginia, to help them out as a travel partner. So I think of those three, you're going to see two of them invited into the Big 12.
Last one for me, Adam, and it kind of segues into what the Big 12 season looks like. One of the top games in my mind is Oklahoma at Houston at NRG Stadium, and Houston wins this game, could run the table, no question about it. Good measuring stick for Oklahoma. What are your thoughts on the Sooners and the rest of the league?
Yeah, it's a good – glad you mentioned that one, Mark. I mean, you look at all the games this weekend and you ask who has the most at stake, and in many ways it's Houston. You know, they're the one team that if they lose, they won't be in the playoff mix. But if they win, they'll be a team that could be talked about, as you mentioned, potentially all season. They have to take care of business in their conference, and then they have to get to a November 17th game against Louisville and have Louisville be a meaningful win for them to boost their resume as a possible playoff candidate. And, the likelihood, guys, of having two lost champions in multiple conferences is fairly high this year. When I look at the Pac-12, it could happen again. Big Ten, it could certainly happen. The SEC, it could certainly happen. So that would all help a team like Houston if they're able to run the table. They have a great head coach, and Tom Herman. They have a great quarterback in Greg Ward. They have a defense that's underrated and not discussed very much, but a really good scheme there with Todd Orlando as their coordinator. And I think they'll give Oklahoma a real test. If Oklahoma walks in and doesn't take them seriously, they can lose that game. I spoke to a Florida State assistant who said the same thing, that you know their guys maybe didn't take it as seriously as they wanted to and coaches wanted to in the Peach Bowl, and Houston made them pay.
Sounds like, before we let you go here, sounds like you're a Florida State guy this year. Is that your pick to, as of right now, to win the national championship?
Well, I like a lot of pieces on that team, Scott. I mean, they have Dalvin Cook, who's one of the most explosive running backs in the country. Derwin James, one of the best defensive players in the country. But you know, Clemson's my number one. Clemson's a team that I think will win the national title because they have the best quarterback in the country. And I know they have to go to Tallahassee and beat those Seminoles, which is going to be a great test. But they won't be tested a whole lot else in the rest of their schedule. Louisville will be a tough game for them. Certainly they open with Auburn, but I don't see Auburn slowing down that Clemson offense. So I think you know, Florida State and Clemson, both strong candidates to get to the playoff and win a national title. But to me, I always go with the team with the quarterback, and that's Clemson.
All right. Well, Adam, appreciate the time, and we will talk to you throughout the fall here. And it's just great to have college football back, and that's what everybody can agree on.
Okay, sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Follow him on Twitter at ESPN Rittenberg, Adam Rittenberg, national college football reporter for ESPN.com. Good stuff there.
Yeah, that's a bump up because Adam did concentrate on the Big Ten for a number of years and now has to watch the whole country.
Yeah, he's getting everybody taken care of at that time. Poll question at KGYMradio.com. Visit that. Adam said take the over of 8.5 in Las Vegas, the number for the Iowa football team.
Yep, Iowa's win total this season in Las Vegas is 8.5. Would you take the over or the under?
I will put out this word of warning to everybody who's running right now to their phone and putting over. Vegas knows. I hate to be that former host in the morning on ESPN, but Vegas knows a lot of stuff. Do they know something that we don't know in laying down 8.5 for the Iowa football team?
That's a very good question. 4702 on the text line, 10-2 at worst.
See, at worst. Well, my first inclination is to jump onto the over bandwagon as well. That's my first inclination out there. We'll see. We'll see. But, yeah. We'll also see from Chris List coming up in a little bit here. Rotowire.com. Get your fantasy football questions ready to go for Chris. We have our in-house draft tonight. I am on the clock. 4 hours, 2 minutes, 16 seconds from now, I will be taking the first pick.
Is there any question who you're taking?
Sure.
Come on. Quit playing with us.
How do you know I'm playing?
All right.
I could turn the draft upside down,
yes,
Mark.
Yes, you could.
Not really, because you have the second pick, and if I do something dumb and stupid.
You don't take Antonio Brown, I'm telling you, I'm taking him.
I'm just going to say. the Vikings, they made it official yesterday. Teddy Bridgewater will be out for the year. We're going to get Chris Liss's thoughts about that. Will it be Sean Hill? Who is it going to be? Love the fact that everyone now is doing the 180 and jumping off the Minnesota bandwagon as quickly as they got on the Viking bandwagon. I still think this could be a playoff team. I really do. Yes, it's a very important position. The most important position in sports is quarterback. That was still a division-winning team last year. The team itself is still pretty darn good for the Vikings. Is it going to be tougher for Adrian Peterson to run between the tackles? Yeah, you bet it's going to be tougher for him to run between the tackles with people stacking the box now. But the Vikings still have enough talent to get into the playoffs, even with a quarterback like Hill or maybe Joel Stave steps up. I don't know.
It wasn't like Teddy Bridgewater was Aaron Rodgers, was he?
Threw up some pretty good numbers, though.
Decent?
Good numbers, decent numbers. But if you were thinking Zach Mettenberger for the Minnesota Vikings, that ship has sailed, apparently. There are published reports within the last 10 minutes. In fact, when we were talking with Adam, that the Pittsburgh Steelers have signed Zach Mettenberger, formerly of, I believe, Tennessee.
LSU.
LSU. Yeah. Well, yes, but his pro team.
Right.
So he is not.
I really thought he was going to make it in the NFL, and perhaps he still will.
Still might.
I really liked him out of college.
I would agree.
Speaking of ships sailed, Kenneth weighs in regards to Big 12 expansion. I like the idea of Houston with their past Southwest Conference history. I think SMU's ship to a big-time conference has sailed without them.
SMU plays in a 20,000-seat football stadium. Ever since the death penalty, they have not been allowed to play. They used to play at Texas Stadium, the old home of the Dallas Cowboys, and then the program shut down for 2 years. So I think the NCAA is going to be pretty reluctant to let them go back. The only thing keeping Houston back is the rest of the Big 12 is that is not based in Texas. Are kind of lukewarm to more Texas teams coming in. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. But Houston's a no-brainer, in my opinion. Cincinnati's a no-brainer. BYU, and then if they want to take Connecticut, I just think that'd be a mistake. But that's just me.
Three more texts coming in regards to the Iowa football season. Matt in Fairfax, I'll take under 8 every time. There's expectations. They never live up to it.
He's the first under.
1577, it's the over easily, unless someone gets hurt. We are awful thin in the few spots. There's a nice caveat brought up by 1577. 2745, I'd say if CJB is healthy, it's over. Vegas probably takes into account that CJB hasn't been healthy from start to finish in 2 years.
Time for a Sports Center update brought to you by Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion. Take advantage of their Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 o'clock.
Play your next round of golf at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. Take advantage of the Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Need some practice? Nothing compares to Hunter's Ridge Practice Facility with a driving range, chipping green, and large putting green. Hunter's Ridge is a daily fee course just outside the city noise on the north edge of Marion. Make Hunter's Ridge Golf Course your place to play and practice. Come play where the pros play. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The NFL finds no credible evidence that James Harrison, Clay Matthews, or Julius Peppers used banned substances. The league interviewed all three players after allegations in a documentary from Al Jazeera America. The NFL still has to talk with free agent Mike Neal, the other player named in that story. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the NFL will announce tomorrow that next year's draft will be held in Philadelphia. To baseball, the Indians make a trade today to get outfielder Coco Crisp from the A's. In return, Oakland gets a minor league pitcher. On the baseball scoreboard today, one final, the Tigers sweep the White Sox 3-2 on a Tyler Collins pinch hit walk-off sack fly. Elsewhere, the Rangers, looking for their fifth win in a row, lead the Mariners 8-0 in the seventh. The Rockies lead the Dodgers 2-0 in the fifth. U.S. Open coverage continues right now on ESPN. American John Isner advances to the third round today. And so does number one seed Novak Djokovic when Jiří Veselý has to withdraw with an arm injury.
Get where you're going and earn 3% cash back on gas along the way with Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe it's your only option. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Named the best in the industry, and it's just $14.99 per month. Protect your home the smart way. Go to simplisafe.com/Jones now to get free shipping on your order and a free keychain remote worth $25. SimpliSafe.com/Jones.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
Labor Day shouldn't mean labor at your grill all day. Get out of your backyard and get over to Burger King for a classic flame-grilled hot dog for just a buck. It's the Dollar Classic Grill Dog Deal this weekend, only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, valid September 3rd and 4th, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for 6 people facing forward, 2 people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. Do me a solid and go to Lowe's to fix up my yard. At Lowe's, they're trained to help you find the perfect tools to make your backyard great. Do that for me, and I'll stop giving your morning paper to the neighbors.
Make your home happy today with huge Labor Day deals right now at Lowe's, like $100 off all in-stock Husqvarna riding lawnmowers. Offer valid 8/31 through 9/12. Excludes garden tractor, zero-turn radius mowers, repaired and reconditioned items. Selection varies by location. See store for details. U.S. only.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
T-minus 7 days. Let's see, 2 hours and 39 minutes, Mark.
Don't remind me.
Before that first ball is thrown. The 16-17 season.
I'll try not to throw it. I'll roll it, okay?
Okay. All right. Let's roll it, not throw it. But, yeah, that'll be coming. More on that coming up next week. We've got a lot of football before we get to that. We're going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com in just a moment or two and get your fantasy football questions ready for Chris and his appearance. And all our fantasy football this year on KGYM is brought to you by Imon Communications, and we appreciate them for helping out with that. Also, the gym is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you the KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or fundraising event coming up, we want to help you to get the word out. Please submit your information at least 30 days prior to the event. If selected, your event will be featured at KGYMradio.com. All you need to do is visit there and click on Community MVP to get things started. And as I mentioned, I am on the clock. A little less than 4 hours from now, I will be taking the first pick in our draft, our in-house KGYM, KZIA Fantasy Football Federation draft. And with the help on that and help for you out there as your draft gets underway, live from Berlin is Chris Liss from rotowire.com. 319-366-1600, that is our text line. That is the phone line as well. Get those questions ready for Chris. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing okay. I got that first pick tonight, and then I wait 2 hours for the other 23 people to take their picks before I get to play again. But I don't know. What do you think?
Well, refresh my memory here. It's two running backs, three receivers, PPR?
PPR, yeah. Yes.
That's correct.
Is it three? Well, you get the wild card.
Flex.
You get a flex, so... You can go. Everyone's going to go three wide receivers, so it's going to be a wide receiver.
It's 2-2 and a flex then.
Yes.
Yeah, I would probably still go Antonio Brown, but because it's not three receivers required, I would be tempted to take David Johnson, but I think I would go Antonio Brown and do the cowardly safe thing.
But Mark has the second pick, Chris.
Yes, I do.
And what will you do, Mark, if I don't take?
I know Chris likes Beckham a lot.
Antonio Brown.
But, God.
I like Beckham. I think those are the three guys. I mean, Julio obviously is going to get picked high in every league. I have a weird, bad vibe about Julio this year.
Yeah.
I think he takes a lot of big hits. He's always hobbling. You know, I think his targets are going to go down from 200 to, like, 170, just a normal, you know, top target, not this sort of historically high number of targets. And so the big three for me are really Brown, Beckham, and David Johnson. And David Johnson's a little more risky because he's a running back, but those are the three guys I really want.
In my situation at number two, my top three picks, should it all be wide receivers, or should I go receiver, running back, receiver, something in that order, depending on who's available?
Yeah, obviously it depends on who's available. And, you know, in a full PPR, you do, Scott's right, you do want to have that flex as a receiver pretty much. But, you know, if people go crazy for the receivers, and you're sitting there in the end of round two, and Ezekiel Elliott's there, or, you know, Devonta Freeman's there in the last pick of round two, mm-hmm. you might want to just take one of them.
Next week's our big one, though, Chris. So that's, you know, this is the practice for that one.
This one's only, what, $1,000 buying? The other one's yeah. the high-stakes one?
Well, we had to drop it from two because we were getting looks from the people in charge here at the radio
right.
station.
Right.
So 319-366-1600, give us a call or shoot us some texts. Mark, we have texts.
Indeed. 7234, Dalton or Winston?
Winston.
9261, does Romo being out help or hurt Ezekiel Elliott?
I'm going to say neutral. It hurts him, and there's some risk of losing red zone chances and, you know, drives going, being extended. But it helps him maybe because they're going to run even more and because Dak Prescott's mobile, and mobile QBs sometimes help running backs.
All right, here's another one from 1754. Says, I get first pick from an inherited three-keeper league. As of now, Zeke, Henry, and Jordy Nelson are available. He wants to know if he should say take Ezekiel with the first pick.
Zeke,
there you go. Quickly, Zeke.
What do you expect out of Prescott, Chris?
You know, I don't know. He's looked great this preseason. Preseason is sometimes a bit deceptive. But one of the teams he looked good against was Seattle's first-team defense. And, you know, Romo was an undrafted guy, came out of nowhere, was Bledsoe's backup for a while. You never really know with QBs. And I think there's hope. I'll just say that. You know, it's not the Teddy Bridgewater situation where you have Sean Hill, who's 34, and, you know, there's not much upside there. I think with Prescott, we don't really know. He could be a disaster, or he could be really good.
Not surprisingly, text rolling in, 9068. We have a phone call waiting as well. You scroll down there. So many texts, Chris. It keeps jumping my screen. So, 9068. Is DeMarco Murray worth keeping in any keeper league, PPR, or should I just dump him not knowing who else is going to be capped?
Well, it really depends on what keeping somebody costs you. Sure, I mean, he's worthy of a roster spot, but does it cost you a fifth-round pick, a fourth-round pick? You know, what's the cost of keeping him? So without knowing that, I can't really say.
Also, 5910, thoughts on using either Rashad Jennings or Arian Foster as a flex option? His starters are Miller and Hyde, he says, or she says.
Yeah, I would probably use Jennings against Dallas over and I don't have all the schedule in my head over Foster, though. I know he's going to Seattle. I would probably use Jennings this week.
6882, who would you play among these three quarterbacks, Chris? Prescott, Winston, or Matt Ryan?
Winston and Ryan face off against one another. I think I'd go Winston.
Let's see. 3295, best dynasty stash to draft. Will Fuller, Devontae Booker, or Kenneth Dixon, non-PPR league?
Yeah, those are actually really close, actually. I like all three of them. I'm going to say on a hunch, go Dixon. I like Fuller. I like Booker. I like them both. But Dixon could start this year. He's out 4 weeks with an MCL. But none of those guys are going to be that useful anyway for 4 weeks. So if he comes back, he could end up being a starter. And he looked good in the preseason. And Fuller looked great in the preseason, too. But DeAndre Hopkins is such a target hog. I'm not sure there's that much upside for Fuller. So I'll say Dixon.
1287, Phillips or Dalton?
Who or Dalton?
Phillips. I'm not sure who that would be.
Rivers, maybe?
Phillip Rivers.
Could be, yeah. Okay.
We'll go
yeah,
with that.
Yeah. Correction here. Rivers or Dalton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would probably go I'd probably go Dalton week one.
3938, Tyler Boyd or Tajay Sharpe in a PPR?
I guess I go Sharp because I know he's starting, but it's 50-50.
All right, let's go to Pat in West Branch on the phone. Pat, you're on with Chris live from Germany. What's your question?
Yeah, Chris, I got a quarterback question. I got Cam Newton or Derek Carr?
Yeah, I just think you start Cam just about every week. I know this is a tough one. Oh, this is Denver. Derek Carr is facing – who's Carr facing week one?
New Orleans.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to say Carr. It's really pretty much it's Cam every single week. But when you have one guy going against the absolute worst on the road, the toughest D, and you have another guy, the absolute easiest, I think you probably got to go Carr.
All right, thanks.
All right, appreciate the call, Pat. Good luck with your league out there.
0909.
That is the only week that he's going to start Carr over Cam, though.
Yeah, that's right. 0909, should I play Jamal Charles or Spencer Ware?
In week one, that is a very tough call against a soft run D with San Diego. I don't think we can answer that until you could say play where now, but I think you want to wait till the last minute and see the reports on Charles. There's no reason to make that decision now.
Yeah, it's going to come down, I think, to the end of next week. Jamal's going to play. He hasn't played at all during the preseason, but I think there's a pretty good chance he's going to be in there when that first whistle blows against San Diego. But how much he plays, that's going to be the big question.
Right. Well, I mean, we're going to have to listen to what Andy Reid is saying and, you know, what's going on there, right? I mean, we can't just guess right now.
I think a very legitimate question, I'm sure you've been asked, Chris, with Teddy Bridgewater being hurt. How does that affect Adrian Peterson and the receivers in Minnesota?
See, I've gotten this big thing on Twitter because it's a devastating injury. It's tragic for the guy, and you feel bad for Teddy Bridgewater, but they're making it out like Minnesota's toast now, but Teddy Bridgewater is not Russell Wilson. I mean, he's basically Alex Smith. He's a caretaker. No offense, Scott.
Okay.
And, you know, it's bad, and Sean Hill is worse, but I don't think it's going to affect Adrian Peterson very much. I don't think, you know, it'll affect the receivers a little bit. But Teddy Bridgewater had, 14 touchdown passes last year or something. I mean, it's not like, again, it's not as devastating as people are making it out to be.
Alex Smith is a very good caretaker, though.
Yes. Very careful with the ball.
Chris List joining us from rotowire.com. More text rolling in, 0170. Do you trade Hopkins for Lacy and Tyrod Taylor?
No. I'm not even big on Hopkins, but the QBs are a dime a dozen. So it would basically be straight up Lacy for Hopkins, and I really like Lacy, but no, the receivers are more valuable.
319-366-1600. Go ahead and give us a call. Shoot some more texts for Chris List of rotowire.com. I will ask you the Jamal Charles question before the texter beat me to it, but I'm kind of if Jamal is there in the second round, beginning of the third round, you know, and the wide receivers are pretty much exhausted, pretty good chance to take him at that point?
I probably take Ingram or Lacy over him just because of the knee situation, but it's in the neighborhood, right? I think I'd rather take him like mid-third rather than first pick of the third, though.
Okay.
Scott, Antonio Brown just got a $4 million raise from the Steelers. Does that affect your pick? Is it
Are you more money?
Yeah.
Seriously?
$4 million, yep.
$4 million. Well.
Well, you know, he's got that really ugly Rolls Royce that he wasted. $300,000 on that. So, you know, he needs more money.
Very much so. Very much so. You got any more drafts before your big ones before you get started, Chris?
You know, I don't. I don't know what happened, but all my drafts were front-loaded. You know what actually happened is I moved here, and I usually do this big high-stakes NFFC draft in Vegas, like the weekend before the season. And the weekend of, this, you know, it's usually after the Thursday game even sometimes, or I'll do it the prior week. And it's just too big of a commute. I just can't make it back. I can't make it to Vegas this year.
Yeah, it is a commute, isn't it? It's a headache.
Well, it's a commute. It probably costs like $1,500. It'd just be a real, you know. I can't do it.
Yeah, the wife might have something to say about that.
And, yeah, exactly. And then leaving, Heather with Sasha for however many days. You can't just go for a day either.
No.
You got to go for at least like 4 days minimum.
6882 on the text line, Chris. What are your feelings on Matt Forte in a PPR league? Worth a running back 2 spot? Zeke is my RB1.
Yeah, I think that's fine as a running back, too. I don't think he's a massive carry guy, but should he get 40 catches and 200 carries? Sure, and that's not a bad offense.
0720, my starting running backs are Langford and Hyde. Am I in trouble?
You might or might not be. You know, I mean, the thing is running backs are very risky. They lose jobs, they get hurt, lots of things happen to running backs. And so if you have, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, who's drafted so high, the only way he can lose his job is getting hurt. Or someone like, you know, David Johnson or, you know, Devonta Freeman, you're pretty solid unless they get hurt. But when you get to the mid-level guys, you know, I mean, if Hyde gets off to a slow start, Chip Kelly could easily use Sean Drone or someone else instead. And same with Langford. If he gets off to a slow start, you know, they may look at some of the other guys there too. But they could be fine. It's just a high risk.
Nick at 3983 asking, where are you taking Jimmy Graham? Remember when Jimmy Graham was thought of as the number one pick in some drafts? Where is he going now?
Yeah, I wrote in the I do my snarky 150, which is a rankings list with snarky comments, and the comment on Graham was, decapitation would be an easier injury to recover from than what he had. He tore his patellar tendon, and the thing is, like, that nobody basically comes back from that. Victor Cruz is trying 2 years later. Jermaine Crowell, a receiver with the Lions, who was really good for a year, tried to come back, had one bad year, was out of football. It is a very hard injury to recover from. Almost nobody has. So I think the prognosis is bleak.
And it was good.
Not
to
impossible. You know, I mean, he's definitely a hardworking guy, and technology keeps improving. But I am not drafting Jimmy Graham.
Victor Cruz, though, got on the field, as you probably know, for the Giants the other day against the Jets.
18 months later, he did, or 20 months later. I'm hoping he can stay. You know, I'm hoping it works out, but I'm not counting on it.
1287 on the text line. Thoughts on LeSean McCoy?
You know, I don't have any shares of McCoy, but I'm sort of regretting it. There's no Carlos Williams. He's got released. There's no one else good there. Reggie Bush is his backup. So McCoy may be a 250 and 50 guy. And, you know, when you're looking at first round running backs, that's what you want. He'll be a third round back. And if you get 250 and 50 out of him, 50 catches, that's going to pay the bills.
34-32, better breakout candidate, Tyler Lockett or Kevin White?
Lockett already has had some NFL success, and he's paired with a quarterback that's really good. Kevin White is just kind of a wild card, all talent, no polish. There's not much competition there in Chicago. The reports in preseason have been bad on White, but there's some sort of throw a dart upside there for sure, and I have some shares. But definitely lock it.
Reports in Chicago are bad across the board, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that your team, Mark?
Yes, it is. Sorry to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So weird. You know, the Cutler is still there. It's like he's been there forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
True. Very much so. Chris, we always appreciate you stopping by with us. And as I mentioned, you got a great deals at rotowire.com. Great information for people to get ready for their drafts here in the coming weeks. So let us know a little bit about that.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. If you guys enjoy this segment, you should definitely take the free trial. You do not need a credit card. rotowire.com/trial. You get 10 days. You get everything. And at the end of 10 days, you can decide whether you really want to subscribe. We have news on every player. And we have cheat sheets that are customizable to your particular league. You have two receivers, two running backs, three receivers, PPR, half PPR, doesn't matter. rotowire.com/trial.
Yeah, and that's the good part. You can customize it to your league. All right, Chris, we'll get ready for week one coming up next week.
Sounds good, Scott. Talk to you then.
Chris Liss, rotowire.com, joining us here Wednesdays, live from Berlin, Germany, here on 1600 AM.
Sounded good, didn't he?
You betcha he did. 107.5. And 106.3 FM. Also doing very well right now, the Cedar Rapids Colonels, as they are in the playoffs for the fourth consecutive year. We're getting ready for the first-round playoff series. Remember last year, Mark made it all the way to the championship final game before dropping that one. And they will try to get one game better this year for Jake Maurer and the Colonels. We got a family four-pack of tickets to give away. Going to do that right now. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You are going to go see the Colonels a week from tomorrow night, September the 8th, Game 2 of the first-round playoff series in the Midwest League. We'll tell you who our winner is and come back with more after this on KGYM.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. Do me a solid and go to Lowe's to fix up my yard. At Lowe's, they're trained to help you find the perfect tools to make your backyard great. Do that for me, and I'll stop giving your morning paper to the neighbors.
Make your home happy today with huge Labor Day deals right now at Lowe's. Like $100 off all in-stock Husqvarna riding lawnmowers. Offer valid 8/31 through 9/12. Excludes garden tractors, zero-turn radius mowers, repaired and reconditioned items. Selection varies by location. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hello, spring. Goodbye, smooth ride. When old man winter has his way with the highways have their way with your steering and suspension. Now you've got a choice. Overcorrect and hold on tight, or clear your Saturday for a weekend in the garage with quality Moog parts from your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. You can also buy tried and true Moog parts online and pick them up at your local store just 30 minutes later. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Our thanks to Chris Liss of rotowire.com for joining us. Coming up tomorrow, John Krant from Jim Fye Sports. We're going to talk about the first weekend of the college football season. Also, week number one, ladies and gentlemen, we try for the enormous mammoth comeback of all comebacks. I'm not talking about the Rusty Nails. That's coming up to next week. I'm talking about Team Gym Class in the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. Your chance to win a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's starting up tomorrow.
Perhaps like the Minnesota Twins of last year, perhaps the APC overachieved. Is that possible?
Oh, everything's possible.
Kuhn comes in his rookie year and wins the league.
Alex
wins the contest.
Alex was rookie of the year last year.
He's the only rookie.
I didn't say that. By the way, congratulations to Scott, not me, from Cedar Rapids. He's going to go see the Colonels along with the family or friends coming up a week from tomorrow when the Colonels will be in the first round of the playoffs. That'll be game two of the best of three. Game three would be in Cedar Rapids as well if needed. Opponent to be determined.
Second leg of the FedEx Cup Tour. It's a Friday to Monday event this week, the Deutsche Bank traditional Labor Day event. Zach Johnson will go off just about noon on Friday with Luke Donald and Ben Martin. Zach currently 52nd in the FedEx Cup standings, and this field of 100 will be cut to 70 for the following week.
They go straight off of the 1 through 100 for the tee times. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's why he's going off with Ben Martin and who was Luke Donald.
Luke Donald,
who's starting to play better golf now. Looking at him for next year.
Quick afternoon baseball update. Two games in the books. Detroit with a walk-off sacrifice fly to beat the Chicago White Sox.
What new?
3-2. Boston defeated Tampa Bay 8-6. Right now, Texas on top of Seattle 11-1 in the eighth. Houston ahead of Oakland 4-3. Colorado on top of the Dodgers 3-0 in the sixth. San Francisco leading Arizona 2-0 in the fourth.
This just in. Texas is pretty good. Texas Rangers, and no one is talking about them. No one is looking at them. And the Texas Rangers just keep winning and winning.
Yes, they do.
And they're going to be tough out by the time this is all said and done. Most of the baseball playoffs will be coming your way in October right here on KGYM. We will get in as many games as we possibly can. It's always a little bit of a free-for-all, especially in that first round. But looking forward to that. And a big one coming up on Sunday night, Mets and the Nats. At 6 o'clock on Sunday night right here on KGYM.
Quick reminder, the Emo's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com. Iowa's win total this season in Las Vegas is 8.5. Are you going over or under? Right now it's unanimous. Over.
I bet you that will be 83% over by the time the APC closes up shop.
Yep, poll will be up through 7 o'clock, and that coincides with the end of the APC.
Twins will try to break that long losing streak at Cleveland tonight. We'll join it at 7 o'clock, 107.5. John Krant in the Pick 6. And I'm on the clock. Talk to you tomorrow. Spend the gym class, KGYM.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly...